It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We were a really good team, and then the injury bug hit us. And then after the injury bug hit us, we played the Titans. When we played Tennessee and lost to Tennessee, you can tell the heart and soul for that team disappeared. We didn't have any more guys that are going out more. Guys that are going to the strip clubs throughout the week. Guys that are showing up to meetings late. You can just tell, like, the Miami culture is a reason why Miami will never be good. Like, Miami will never be a good football team. And I don't care. They will never be good because of the Miami culture. I think they have great players.
Former Dolphin Deshaun Elliott there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
I got to tell you one thing. Deshaun Elliott went way, way too far on going to strip clubs during the week. That's wrong. Now, that's part of tradition, man. You don't just give that up. It has nothing to do with wins and losses. Damn it, that's not going to do it. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. All night to midnight, Perk, of course, the Sun Sentinel Miami Dolphins columnist. Perk, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, man, look, I'm struggling right now. I think Omar made me sick, as a matter of fact. Between Omar and this teenage girl who is coughing and sneezing for the whole five-hour flight back from L.A., I think I'm sick right now. I don't. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You want to hear something funny? A bunch of people got sick on that flight coming home. Same thing. I had somebody that I know had the same thing happen. Been sick for 3 days. So, there's nothing worse than that plane and having somebody sneezing and hacking and the whole thing. So I got to ask you, the Deshaun Elliott stuff, I don't understand why you would do that, but he did. And the guys he played with, he pretty much, without saying names, took some shots at people. And even talking about guys being laid and going to strip clubs and all the other stuff, which I don't know why. And what was your take on his comments?
I don't think the Dolphins are soft, but they're definitely not a tough team. And I've written this. Matter of fact, I wrote this, I think, Wednesday, before I even heard Deshaun Elliott's comments, that I think they're becoming a tougher team. And I think guys like Aaron Brewer and Jonnu Smith and Jordan Brooks have kind of changed the mentality of this team. But look, Joe, this was a good defense last year, but we've heard all of the things about this team before being soft, right? Didn't Vic Fangio through Ron Jaworski say that this team is too concerned about partying, not as concerned about, going out and being a good team?
Yes, he did. That's a great point. Yeah. Vic did say that
Willie
through Jaws.
The receiver, remember, he during the play, Tua is soft AF, right? And when he came here, he was asked about it, and he apologized. Jordan Poyer said it. Calais Campbell said when he was looking for teams, he heard it might be easier here. He said he since found out that that's not true. But, Joe, basically what I'm saying is that what Deshaun Elliott said has been out there. Like, he wasn't the first one to say it. That's this team's reputation throughout the league. He was just the most recent to say it. That's been out there.
So we got a lot of little topics I wanted to get to with you here. So the Tyreek Hill – I call him the expensive decoy right now, but what's been your take on? I'm getting tired of hearing about too deep. That part is really and I always say this: coaches know a lot more than I do. They have those jobs for a reason. We can't get Tyreek Hill the ball down the field at all. What's your take on it,
Joe? I'm confused. I agree with you that the too high safety has been around forever. And they faced that. They faced that all last year. And now they're saying that they're also jamming them at the line of scrimmage, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. I, they faced that their whole career since high school, Joe.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with you. There's something missing here, and I can't quite figure it out. I can't put my finger on it. Nobody has told me, as I've asked, you know, others around the game and in the locker room, but it can't be as simple as two high safeties and pressing at the line of scrimmage, because they faced that ever since high school. I don't understand what's going on, but if they can't get Tyreek the ball, Joe, this offense, it doesn't have much hope. You're going to get three touchdowns, and that's the most, and the rest are going to be field goals like you had up in Buffalo, and that's probably not going to be good enough at Green Bay, at Houston, and against San Francisco.
Yeah, so you can get away with that the next 2 weeks. Matter of fact, this is a game I was going to just – I think this is a get-healthy game for both sides of the football. It needs to be that. It needs to be really the most complete game now that these guys have played together. Tua's been back for a few weeks now. Would you agree? And I feel good about them winning the next two games. How about you?
Yeah, Joe. I you know what, Joe? If they don't get to 5-6, that's going to be a bigger disappointment than the 1-3 start, right? I mean, they've got, like, you've got to beat these two weak teams coming into your house. And you need to go into that Green Bay game at 5-6 with hope, a three-game winning streak, a chance to get to 500, a chance to go into December with realistic, not fake, playoff hope. So, yeah, you've got to win these next two, and it would be nice if you won them in impressive fashion and showed that the offense is getting going. I mean, look, you've got a healthy Teron, a healthy Raheem, a healthy Tua, a healthy Tyreek. I forget that wrist stuff. A healthy Jalen Waddle, Jonnu Smith, Odell Beckham Jr., like Devon Achane is healthy. Like, you've got everything to score 30 points in these next two. Go out there and do it.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good point, and I agree with you. There's no excuse. Left guard, Robert Jones, or could we say Isaiah Wynn, or you think that's still a week or two away?
Yeah, I think Wynn is still a week or two away. You know, as I see Robert Jones in the locker room, he says he's good, but, you know, he's a football player. That's what they're all going to say, Joe. The offensive line, as well as they played, Joe, health was a big part of it, right? And Teron had only missed, I think, the Tennessee game with the concussion. But now you're without Austin Jackson. We don't know what's going on with Rob Jones. Maybe Lester Cotton starts this week. And so that's going to be an interesting dynamic, because you had protected Tua fairly well. Tua probably held the ball a little too long in a few instances. Your running game was going. Now let's see. This is kind of a variable. So now let's see what happens with that O-line. We've got to keep an eye on that. And look, I trust Kendall Lamb, but you got Max Crosby coming in. That's a different beast right there.
By the way, you're right about that. That is the only one, because I got to tell you, that thing, when you start getting on a bye week, like they just had, and you get rid of your offensive coordinator, your quarterback coach, and your own line coach, and basically just bringing in new guys. Scott Turner's now going to run it. I guess Norv, his father's also going to be involved. But I just tell you, that just kind of spells like you got to defensively just really get after these guys, right? Keep them out of the end zone. Yeah. They kick a few field goals. So what?
Yeah. I mean, they're bad at the quarterback position. I think Joe Philbin is the offensive line coach, right?
He is. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Smoking Joe.
Yeah,
Smoking Joe's coming back. That's right. As the old line coach. Yeah.
Look, Joe, you know, they have to look out for Brock Bowers at tight end. You know what Trey McBride, the Arizona tight end, did to him, 9 for 124. But that's about it. You need to do what you did last week. Keep this team out of the end zone. They held the Rams to 5 field goals. The Raiders shouldn't get more than 2 touchdowns at the most, but yeah, you should punish these guys.
Yeah, no, this is a great time, and the schedule is set up nicely for the next 2 weeks to get a little bit closer to that 500 mark. And I don't want to get carried away, but have you looked to see maybe that 7th seed is possible? Do you feel that way, or is it a long shot for you?
It's still a long shot. Joe, I still have to see them beat the quality teams. And the three that I'm looking at, you know, look, if you go 5-3 the rest of the way, that's 8 wins. You need to go 6-2.
That won't do it, yes.
Correct. You need to go 6-2 and get to 9 wins. I look at the season as a race to the 9s, right? 9 wins or 9 losses. That's it. And so if you go 6-2, then you have to, you know, Green Bay, Houston, and San Francisco, to me, are the three tough games. You're at Green Bay, you're at Houston, San Francisco is here. You got to beat one of those three and you know, hold serve on the rest, you know, beat the Jets twice, beat Cleveland. But those three games are the ones that, that really concern me. So that's what I need to be convinced that they can beat, you know, one or two of those teams.
I got to tell you, man, Anthony Weaver, I didn't know much about him. I mean, I know where he's coached and everything. I loved his game, the call that he just had. He had about as close to as perfect of game, calling blitzes, going zone, mixing things up, and really getting after what I thought those four wide receivers have been really, really good when all healthy, and they had them all back. I thought they just did a great job, including the pass rush that they're able to get. What do you think?
Yeah, no, Weaver has done a fantastic job this year. And look, let's not forget that you played the entire season without Chubb, a lot of the season without Jalen Phillips, and probably not a 100% Jalen Phillips even when you had him. You played some games without Sealer, without Kohu, without Javon Holland. I mean, you went up to Buffalo basically with your third team nickel, right? Because you didn't have Cater, you didn't have Storm Duck. You know, the dude has done a great job. You know, you've had to manufacture a pass rush, but you know, you've done good enough. I guess.
He's getting out of that group, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. That's the point, Joe. That he's getting the most out of that group. He's squeezing every ounce of talent and performance that he can out of that group. And look, that's not the group that needs to be leading this team, right? They're allowing 22 points per game, the defense.
Yeah.
That's not a lockdown defense. You need more from your offense. The guys who you paid all that money to, Joe, you cannot pay all that money to Tua and Tyreek and Waddle, and then you go up to Buffalo, the biggest game of the year, and they score three touchdowns, and you say, okay, good job. You need four touchdowns up there. You need more. The guys who are given the most are required to do the most. And so this is why I say I know the offense is struggling, but that's why you're getting the big bucks. Lead this team.
Yeah, by the way, I started the show with that exact comment. I hate to bring up money, but the guys making the most money, we need to show up. That's what today's about. And so I'm with you, man. And they felt, obviously, those two wide receivers are going to be a big part of the offense for a third straight year, and they just haven't had as big a role. Hey, before I let you go, have you talked to Omar? I'm a little worried about him the other day. There might have been a little breaking up is hard to do. Now I know. I know that it's true. Have you talked to him?
We were out in L.A. See, he's been sick since last week. I know his daughter was sick, and he even
went home. Okay. You know what? Yeah, he looked a little down and out, but he might have been sick. He might have been sick.
He's been sick, and that's why I said I think Omar has gotten me sick. He was up there Wednesday, and he ended up going home because he felt so bad. So he's been feeling bad since last week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
lady stuff.
Okay, it's illness, not lady. I always like illness over being lady. You know, nobody likes that little breakup thing. I know firsthand, those are hard to go through, man.
I think he's solid. I think he's still on solid ground there.
Oh, don't worry. He starts swiping again. He's a rock star. Oh, he did. He's good. I saw him. Like he was swiping here one day, and they were popping up right and left. I'd like to meet you. I'd like to be with you. Yeah, can I call you? Call me, please. I'm like, damn, no. Omar, you had a roll, and his finger was getting like. I said, man, you got the magic touch. Perk, are you swiping? You don't swipe, do you? You're not.
I don't swipe, man. I try to do it naturally. And that's probably
you're old school. You like to walk up and go, damn, you look good. Are you by yourself, girl?
That's right. I saw one in public yesterday, but she was wearing a wedding ring. I say one. Somebody that I would like to talk to, but she was wearing a ring. Joe,
All right, Perk. Hey, Perk, thanks, man. I appreciate it, and I'll see you on Sunday, bud. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Talk to you, man.
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, Miami Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, Joe, before we get back to things here, I want to let you know why you can join WQAM and me on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack, Miami and Vegas, of course, getting set to go there. Ice cold beer specials, we got those for you, and you can get yourself entered to win a golf foursome to the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. Again, that is Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack. See you out there, man. I have it on good authority. We're going to get a nice crowd out there.
Tamarack Moose Lodge. I've been.
Let's do it.
Never been there. Been out that way a lot.
Be nice to go home happy with a win, by the way.
That would be
nice.
You
got to see, you know, that seven seed.
They used to out watching games. Yeah. They'll probably have a lot of the.
You're seven seed Joe, so we got to get
seven
started.
Seven seed Joe.
We lose to Vegas. Seventh seed Joe goes out the window.
I know everybody telling me to calm down a little bit yesterday. I just said, hey, man, you win these two games, I'm going to kind of sit back here. Well, not sit back that long because it's a short week playing Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, it's true. So, you looking forward to that?
I do. I don't mind. I like Thanksgiving with the whole family. But
yeah, but think about it. No drama for, you know, family Thanksgiving.
There's no drama at the –
everyone's got drama at Thanksgiving.
Nope. It's clean.
Okay.
The drama's clean.
I'm not buying it.
No, I'm being serious. The only drama comes sometimes that, yeah, there's no reason to get into it. But
yeah, you don't
I will
to.
Tell you, my wife's side of the family is drama-free.
Okay, good. It's you that brings
it's
this stuff to
me,
the table, huh?
Me and the other side sometimes. No. Sometimes. And it's
everyone's got it, though, man.
Does everybody really have it?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I do have a few people in my life that their kids have grown up, they're married, they love the in-laws, they invite the in-laws' families over, mm-hmm. and they eat together, and they're always together, and they have the kids all come back on Friday night, they eat together.
So, off the top of my head, like there was something that happened a few weeks ago, I imagine will cause some problems at the Thanksgiving table.
For
the topic of conversation.
Well, listen, man.
I'm just saying, bro.
So I grew up, and I was used to drama. I used to watch. So my dad's side of the family and my mom's side of the family were huge, and they're all drinkers. It was bad.
Okay.
Like, one night, I mean, it ended. Fist fights ended a lot, and sometimes it was
really?
The women.
Wow.
No, it's like growing up, I just kind of would sit back and thank God my dad wasn't like that. My mom got a little feisty, but my dad was always under control. And we just like, hey, they go outside. One night, my cousin's husband and somebody was mad at him, and they were going to go outside, and they were going to fight out in front. And my dad said, here, just stay here. I'll take care of this. And he went, I'm like, yeah, it was just. So I thought that stuff was kind of normal. Like, I don't know, like, but if you have one of those families where everybody gets along all the time and there's no drama, and then, I can't speak for everybody, but you throw a little divorce in there, and, you know, the divorce people, everybody still wants to go to the events and stuff, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, people fake it really well. But, you know, some of that stuff can be difficult at times. That's all I'm saying.
561 says not everyone has drama, Hollywood. Okay. I'd like to meet the family that just, like, everyone just sits around and gets along.
Well, you,
no one's got differing views or opinions or anything. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but you would think that even if you have a, like, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about politics, but you would still think
just
that
anything,
at the end
though,
of the
like,
day, like, everybody would just get along at family. Like,
you would think, but.
Like, if you have a difference on certain, of course you're going to have differences on how things should be and how you want them to be, but it can't be bigger than relationships with family. You try not to.
No, I know, but I just, you know, I'd like to meet a drama-free family. That'd be interesting.
Beverly's Jewelers.
Yeah, oh yeah, you told me about
that. I told
that,
you,
yeah.
Jeff yep. is, I'm telling you, man. And those, so I went to his grandson's party, little Cam. And they're all there, man, all getting along, and all the son's wife and the two daughters' husbands, and they're like, oh, no, he's not even like an in-law now, man. We're all like brothers and sisters. I was like, wow, man, that's cool. That's neat. Anyway, hey, we've got a lot of stuff. We got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. I want to thank Perk for joining us a little bit and talking about the Miami Dolphins. As everybody knows, whatever you think, whether you think this season's over and you don't care about the seventh seed and it's already been blown, you're mad about the backup quarterbacks, whatever those issues, and by the way, they will be addressed at the end of the year when the season's over. Whether we get it right or not, it's a different story, but they know what they need to do. They need to win these next two games before I get carried away here. Before we get to Thursday night, and that's going to be a tough one, Green Bay at Green Bay, and they're still a darn good team. But you got to take care of business with the Raiders and the Patriots. You're not playing. You beat the Patriots up there. You got a little lucky, but you beat them with a backup or the third quarterback, actually. You got Tua. You've got to just – those games, you got to win them. And then we'll see what happens. You get 5-6, and we'll see where everybody else stands and all that stuff. And if you don't like seven seed and you're like, well, how's the seven seed worked out for us? That's the last wild card position. It hasn't been great. I understand that. I understand all that. I do. But I'd still rather get invited to the playoff party than be sitting on the outside. That's all I'm saying. And again, may not happen. Still a long shot. Matter of fact, I get it. What are the percentages? What would you tell me? ESPN's 10%. Sitting here at 3-6, 10%.
So I know you think the next two games are gimmies, but that Green Bay game, you think we get back to that narrative of like they can't or Tua can't play in the cold?
Well, that's got to be that.
It's going to be really cold.
But when we – it is?
Yeah, when's the game? On the 28th, right? Thursday the 28th on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I think that's Thanksgiving.
Last game, that night.
High of 39, low of 29.
Okay, that's a little bite. You got my attention.
Yeah, that's leather
jacket. I'm taking a different jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, Screwball if he doesn't like that big, heavy jacket that I've been wearing for 20 years.
Yeah, you might get a little rain.
I don't care about that.
A little wind, it looks like, 10-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, that's not.
That's all right?
Intense.
Won't blow you over?
No, that's fine. Mm. You're looking for negative things, man. Listen.
That is chilly, though.
I know, but you got to win these two, and then nobody wants to hear. Like, I mean, I have been consistent on this. Like, nobody wants to hear about the weather. Listen, the weather, of course, if you're going to play in certain areas, most areas, in December, late November, December, and January, it's going to be friggin' cold. It's going to be real cold. And it's going to be windy. And it's not going to be perfect conditions. But that's just the way it is. There's two ways. You got to go win games there, no matter what. You got to win some games on the road. Because you got a bunch of cold games coming up. You got Cleveland. You got the Jets. You got Green Bay. Those are going to be cold games, I'm guessing. They're all going to be a little chilly. All right, we've got to go to break. We've bouncing around here. We do have a lot more stuff to get to. Mike Florio is going to join us early, 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him and got our other teams. Got a lot of games coming up here. Heat, no Jimmy Butler. What's this, game three? What are you coming up tonight, Jimmy Butler's third game out or second?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
you're going to keep a tally. What did Riley give him? What was the number he wanted?
Did he say 75? Did he say 75 for all those guys? He literally,
and
I think.
You make it through the first month of the season with
the I think
for
that. He gave him the seven games. If I'm not mistaken, he was like, you got seven games.
He had a 4-point dogs tonight, by the way.
Pacers.
It's a tournament.
Got the Pacers.
The big tournament. You want to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know how much those guys care about that. I know the league cares about it. Do the teams really care about it as a big thing? I think it makes some extra money, but I don't know if it's a big deal or not.
You're asking me what NBA players care about?
Yeah, no, I did.
That's one of the great mysteries.
All right, I know what I care about, and that's the people that take care of them, and boy, are they good. I'm talking about Baptist Health South Florida. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? I go, well, enter Miami, yes, the Miami Heat, yes, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. all use those great doctors, team doctors, as well as top specialists to take care of the team. FIU, FAU, a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but from around the country. In there, man, and saw a couple of athletes from other places, including a tennis player from overseas. And I went, wow, they really do come here. Second opinion or to get the surgeries done, because they put together one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Man, they're doing it all. They really are. We got specialists now and more than one for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even a doctor's just doing Achilles now, because that's become such a huge problem now for athletes of all ages, popping the old Achilles. Well, I got more good news, Dade and Broward. We got great facilities for you, something close to you. Well, it's not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. It's at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins, and it's on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Swartz and all those great doctors up there. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, and it will never change, is to get you healthy as quickly as possible with great doctors and rehabilitation that they have at all their facilities to get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
All right, we got some Heat tickets to give away here. Heat and Bucks, November the 26th. That'll make your Thanksgiving a little less drama-free, right?
You never know. Giannis might score 50.
And they'll still lose.
And they'll still lose.
Dopey Doc over there. All right, let's go caller. Again, we're going to go caller number 7 in honor of 7-0 Bo and 7C Joe. We'll go caller number 7.
At least it rhymes up. I mean, I don't have a problem. It's kind of got a nice, you know, ring to it. I like that.
It rhymes beautifully. 305-567-0560. We'll take caller number 7 right now.
Hey, you had asked me something earlier, because we were going and people texting in certain things, and so you asked me who you think's got a better chance of getting to the playoffs, University of Miami or the Miami Dolphins. And I went, wow, that's a good one, actually. That's good, because you're probably going to have to play SMU, who's obviously, considering having lost a game in the ACC, they're pretty damn good. And so I told you I thought University of Miami would have a better chance, considering, you know, they're going to be favored in two of the games. I don't know if they'll be favored in, it will be close to being favored in ACC championship game, but yeah, I would give the nod, the upper hand to University of Miami, considering the Dolphins are still 3-6, got an uphill climb, got to win a lot of games, man, got to have an unbelievable second half of the season to probably get to 9-8 and get in the playoffs. Probably take a 9-8. I don't think 10-7. I don't think you have to go 10-7, but I do think you have to go 9-8 and get a little help still, because you got a couple teams ahead of you. I'm not worried about the Colts. I think the Colts are in big trouble, even though I know they beat you already. So you don't want to have the same record. They'd win the tiebreaker. So some of those things would be an issue. Yes, I understand that, but I take UM right now. Anyway, we got, besides those tickets to give away, we got a lot of stuff coming up here. If you're following the Panthers real quickly too, so they just lost to a really good Devils team twice, right? 4-1 loss and then the 6-2 loss last night. And you're going, okay, well, you know, that's the toughest team. You're going, no. They've got, it's crazy, but three best teams in hockey have been the Panthers, the Devils, and the Winnipeg Jets. You got the Jets next. 15-2 start for them. What a great start for the Jets. So anyway, that'll be a fun one. Fun one to see how they bounce back now that they've lost two straight after winning 7 straight games. And getting in, by the way, Reinhardt continues, even when they lose, Reinhardt's getting his, because he continues to score goals.
Speaking of getting his, congratulations to Carlos. He took the tickets from Miami. Carlos from Miami, yes.
Good, man. That's good.
So if you're calling, we'll try to get more next week. See what strings Joe can pull.
Oh, I have no, it's not me. It's,
but you've been working on relationships in the building. I think you're doing better.
I don't know what, you know, I do the show and I'm not.
You do tend to leave quickly afterwards, I agree.
I just, There's no reason to stay around and make small talk unless somebody has something that has to do with something I need to do or something like that, right? There's no reason.
I'm obviously not a small talk guy myself, so I can see where you're coming from with that.
But you've been known to stay a little bit longer than I have.
Well, you got to kiss ass, got to get those tickets.
Somebody has to, all right? Yeah. Hey, so we got two great games, man, Sunday. I won't be able to see the one, but I'll be following. But the Ravens and the Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs go to Buffalo. And they're going to Buffalo now without another one of their best offensive weapons and all these low-scoring games that they've been winning. They got a great defense. Kansas City knows that. They usually do enough offensively. Harrison Butker, their kicker, who's been, I think he's the best in the business. I don't know what happened to guy. What happened to guy in Baltimore? What happened to him, Tucker? He's been really struggling. So anyway, I think Butker's really, really good in all weather and having another really good season. He's on IR.
Go weatherproof on this one?
IR, huh?
A weatherproof leg?
He is.
That's your thing. You should trademark that guy. Usually go weatherproof arm, but.
That guy in all these close games.
Hey, man, kickers have been going bombs away this year. It's pretty crazy.
But you
it's
see,
like you cross midfield, you're like in.
But you see what happens. Range. You see what happens when you miss one.
Yeah.
You give somebody the short field to go down and score.
Sure.
But you're right. Woody, I don't know what the percentage on 50-yard field goals in the league is.
It was over 70%. They said it during one of the games last week.
God.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So essentially, like, you get to the 40-yard line, realistically, right? You get to the 40-yard line, you're kicking.
You get to 40-yard line, that's a 57-yard field goal.
Because you're starting at the 30, right? Most teams are kicking it out of the end. So you're starting at the 30 now. So you're talking about, what, 30 yards to get in the field goal range?
Your guys can kick a lot of field goals.
You like this new kickoff thing, by the way, now that it's kind of had like more than half a season here to marinate?
I still think it's better than the other way.
I hate it.
Well, they're still kicking a lot out of the end zone.
I absolutely hate it. Yeah, I think starting at the 30 is insane.
The other part is there's been some big collisions when a guy does bring it out. It's like nobody blocks for him. The guy just gets the crap knocked out of him. Have you noticed that?
Well, what did you think was going to happen? You thought because the guys weren't getting that much of a running start, it was going to be...
You can just kind of tell by the league. The league really doesn't want to start their game by going, okay, you've won the coin toss. Get your offense out there and start at the 25 or 30-yard line to start the game. There will be no kicks anymore, in case you didn't know. There's no more kickoff return. They don't want to go there. They're going to try everything possible to have a kickoff. By the way, if you don't have the kickoff return, what do you do? You're going to cut the money in half of what you pay a special teams coordinator? Because half his job is gone on the whole field position thing. It is gone. All right, we've got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We have plenty of stuff. Mike Florio will join us here in about 20 minutes or so. We'll talk to Mike and got a lot of stuff to get to, including Saquon making the Giants look real bad, man. Anybody thought Saquon might be done? Wow, another big game for him last night. And we'll also talk to Mike about all the Deshaun Elliott comments about the culture and everything else, soft, mentally tough, all the things that he did on a podcast about his former team, the Miami Dolphins. Just like the Miami Dolphins needed that this time of the year, right? That's just what they needed. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Just doesn't sound the same. I kind of waiting for Around the Clock to call and go, can you stop? I know Big Daddy liked it, but we'd just like you to get the message out if you would. All right, I will. 7 days a week. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are working. 135 trucks on the road and 35 years in the business. Trained and certified technicians and licensed, experienced plumbers together make one heck of a team. And boy, when I say it's about great service, part of great service is when an air conditioning unit is dead and not going to work again, or your water heater is blown out and it's not coming back. You need to order one, and you don't want to order it and take 3 or 4 days. You want it in right away, and that's what we have. We have a warehouse full of all size air conditioning units, and water heaters. Not only do that, we have a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go. We got a truck full of air conditioning units with people that do nothing but install air conditioning units for air around the clock all day, every day. That's part of what great service is all about. That warehouse full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of air conditioning units and water heaters, so you never have to worry, no matter what size it is. We've got them all for you. The goal every day is same-day installation, financing plans to always help you out, and just unbelievable service with the best people in the business working. Still family-owned, by the way. Oh, yeah, Eric, a guy, man, he's working big hours. Mike Chippy, all the same characters, still there. And we want to let you know the next time you have any kind of problem, you've seen the billboards. She's part of the family, by the way. If you've asked yourself, who is this beautiful blonde-haired woman? She is part of the family. I want to let you know all you have to do is go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. And tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.